It's not official, that's a substitute.
My Apple Watch, my Apple Watch is official.
Exactly.
All right, so I will call the April meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals to order and ask Mr. Carr to affirm that this has been properly advertised.
Meeting has been advertised in compliance with state law and the properties have been posted.
Next item is nomination and election of chairman and vice chairman. And last meeting when I was not here, Pete Dowdy, who is not here tonight, had suggested waiting for elections until everyone on the board was here. So I'm gonna see how everyone felt about postponing them again and hopefully next month.
Sure.
I'm okay with it.
You'll be here?
I'll be here.
Next month?
Yep.
I won't be here next month.
We may be punting for a year if we, I mean, if we continue to go until everybody's here. So that would, if you weren't here next month.
Can I just vote in absentia?
I think the only way to do that legally would be to call in.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Croatia?
Should be on an island in Croatia.
So I don't, so if the, you know, if the program is gonna be to wait till you're all together, then I guess that now gets you to potentially June.
With Glenn running the show and Arnold's absence.
Probably is not the best idea to wait that long.
It's up to you.
We're only missing one person. Can we do it right now?
Yeah, we can do it now.
I want to.
Open the floor for nominations.
I will put in the meeting, I'll put in the minutes that, you know, we discussed that Carolyn won't be here next year. That then gets you if, to wait till everybody was here at the earliest would be June and that you all have decided that that's too long.
Well, so you've expressed an interest not to be.
Not to be.
So we can't nominate.
Got my hands full at the moment, so.
Glenn, would you like to, if I nominated you, would that be?
That's all right, I'd do it.
Sure would.
I will nominate Glenn then.
Second?
Oh.
Any other nominations?
I nominate Elizabeth as vice chairman, so.
I could only handle that, sure.
And a second?
Second.
All right. Not being, no further nominations. All in favor of the slate proposed, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, vote is unanimous. Vote is unanimous. All right.
All right, so Glenn, you get to take over the meeting from.
It's now your meeting.
So we're on.
Approval of minutes.
Approval of minutes of February 5th.
Approving of the minutes, does anyone have any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion, we accept the minutes.
We have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 And minutes of prior meeting have been approved. The, I'm addressing you two, this meeting is a quasi-judicial meeting and everyone who, it follows basically same procedures as a court, and so therefore for you to speak or be a part of this, you need to be sworn in. So if you're gonna say something tonight, I'd like for you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I swear to tell the whole truth.
I swear to tell the whole truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay. Two cases on the agenda tonight are both home occupations. The first one is for 601 Carolina Boulevard. The applicant is Justin, is it Garreau?
Yes, sir.
Justin Garreau. And he is requesting a special exception to allow the establishment of a hot sauce business in his home. He He's indicated that the products will be produced and shipped from a location other than his home, but there could be a limited amount of drop shipping occurring from his home. But there would be no business-related traffic coming or going to the house, and that there would be no employees working at the house. He would be classified in Table B1 as office work for business services, not elsewhere classified. And that is all I have.
Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I don't have a canning license yet, so I'm gonna be using a co-packer. They're gonna make everything. It's like North Charleston area. And then I just need an office, I guess, or a location.
Is this your own recipe?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
And it's really small right now, so I just wanna start, you know, trying.
Now, what about any signs on your vehicles?
Nope, no signs. I have a little sticker on the back. It's like, I always keep some on me. Like, just a little one, just a painting I have.
Oh.
That's the extent of it.
I guess Douglas, I just have a, the question number 8, when we ask that, do we just, when we mean outside, we don't mean North Charleston drop ship.
Right, that's correct.
We mean like in your yard or, okay, that's what, okay.
Yeah, that,
Or like a shed or something back there. I mean, that would be what we're trying to get out there.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I believe so. I think it's all happening off-site. You're just doing book work and maybe some.
Yeah, exactly. Most of my time I spend, I also have a sailboat mostly on that. This is more of a family home kind of, so I have an address more than anything. Yeah, so I've been doing most of everything.
How did you get into the hot sauce business?
In college I like to grow a lot of food, and so I just had an abundance of peppers, and so for a few years now I just started getting the fermenting and really like it.
It just seems to be such a crowded market.
Yeah. I don't even expect too much from it, but I just figured.
Give it a try. Maybe Oprah will say it's her favorite hot sauce.
Something to do for fun, if nothing. For fun, if nothing else.
As long as you like it.
Well, I make a motion that we approve this application.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Get that man a bottle.
Motion's been seconded and approved and passes, and you have to go back down and get a business license at the office right across.
Right here. Just come tomorrow whenever you can, and they can process the business license for you there.
Cool. I have to wait till, I guess it's closed.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yep, that's it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good
congratulations
luck.
To you.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. What about me?
And to you.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Second one?
Okay, next application is, the address is 10 Oyster Row, and the applicant is James Brostowskis. Is that
correct?
Close enough? And he is requesting a special exception to allow the establishment of a business and technical consulting service at his home. He has also indicated that he would be doing office work only at the house, and there would be no business-related traffic coming to the house and no exterior evidence of a business. He also would be classified as office work for business services, not elsewhere classified. And that's all I have.
What does it mean, business and technical consulting services?
Worked for Procter & Gamble for 32 years. Before I retired, I led their global robotics program. So a couple of companies that I worked with as part of that have approached me to consult for them as part of their application. So it would be quite a bit of, most likely most of the work would be even out of state. Mm. Potentially from out of country. But I'll be doing conference calls and things like that from the home. Potentially technical drawing reviews and layout reviews, things like that. I designed a process and packing
Is that how you were, how did that translate to the Navy?
I drove submarines out of here.
Oh.
Back in the late 80s.
Okay.
Then when I retired, actually mid-80s, I guess, because I retired in 85 from the Navy. I was a reserve officer for another 6 years after that, so through the early 90s, I was assigned to the Emirates Land up in Norfolk, and retired as the executive officer under that. But it started working with Procter & Gamble out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Spent 7 years in manufacturing and 25 years in their engineering group.
So. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm not tired. You don't want to just call it at this point? I'm just kidding. That's a lot.
Yeah, you know, well, I retired December 2017, so I've been on for about 15 months now.
Uh-huh. Ready to dive back.
Okay, then if I can do this part-time and make it work, then.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll move that the application be approved.
I'll second,
second
that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's second and moved that application is accepted.
Thank you very much. I do have the business application. Is there anyone here I can give it to?
You can leave that with me. It won't save much time, but I'll put it on their desk, and then you would need to come in and just pay for it and process it.
Checkbook now, can I write a check or?
I wouldn't know how to actually process the paperwork that needs to get processed.
So I'll make it happen tomorrow.
Okay.
Get that taken care of.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you
very much.
Anybody else have any miscellaneous business?
I
wanted to bring up something and see everybody's opinion, or at least I'd like to know what the ruling is on it. If we set a zoning application and approve that application with restrictions, and they don't do those restrictions, can we retract that zoning?
It's really a question for the city attorney, but I think you could, yeah. Yeah, I think if they are operating in violation of the conditions that were put on them, yes, I think they could.
Well, I'd like to bring it up with them. The trailer across the street from my house, I think there was two stipulations that we put on that. I think one was they couldn't serve food, and I think number two is they had to remove the trailer for a period of time every year. And this year they did not remove the trailer. I have not been over to see if they're serving food out of it. I've never been over there. But I just wanted to know I know that they can be fined, but I wanted to know also if you could retract their zoning. And if I'm right, I think right after we approve that, the city council did a ordinance or something against any more of those. And if they're in violation, we could force them to come back and ask for it again.
Now, I remember that we said that they would have to move that trailer for part of the year.
You do remember that? Yes.
Yeah.
That is definitely in there, and I will. I have. I know that I have correspondence, and it always seemed to be in association with a storm, where they had to pull it off for a storm anyway. So, but I guess I was under the impression that they kind of by default had to pull it off for a storm, and it qualified for pulling it off. But you don't think it's been off in this year?
Yeah, not at all this year. And
no.
And not for any storm last year, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
The storm that was...
There was one storm that kind of didn't materialize, and I think he was on notice for that one.
There was a We had a mandatory evacuation for that one.
Irma.
And I did leave, but I don't think the trailer did.
I want to say that it did have a, I think he was supposed to move it to,
Yeah, it definitely did, yeah.
I mean, not just for storms, but I think there was a, I wasn't on the board then, but I read all the minutes before I got here, and I remember reading that one, because it was one of the more interesting sets of minutes.
Yeah, it definitely had to be removed.
You're going to be a really good vice chairman.
Thank you. Wanted to do my due diligence before I got here, but yeah, there was this period of time when it was supposed to be gone.
I'll ask the city attorney what the, both times it was removed, I know I have documentation of it, so I'll, in my mind, and maybe it's been there more than 2 years.
It has.
So I'll, you know, I'll look at the time frame of what I have in terms of.
I've never noticed it gone.
No, I.
It has definitely left twice.
Yeah, I've seen it twice, yeah, and I.
I just don't know what the order.
Or the timing is.
Or the timing is, and I'd have to look at it.
You know, I don't know, but I do know that I think the other two times that was moved in February.
That's kind of what I was, that now we're coming, doesn't seem as though it's, well, I know it hadn't moved recently. Mm-hmm. And prior, it was in their slow season.
Right, right, and.
They were using it as a bar, weren't they, serving?
Yeah, and they're not using it much, I can tell you. It's not open, but just a few days in the summer. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted a clarification on it.
Yeah.
I think I'd asked at the last meeting if we were going to have kind of that annual executive session with the, maybe if she could be here next month, we could throw that out there. And
oh, I won't
also
be here.
Okay.
I'll get back to the 6th.
Or sometime this year.
Right.
Yeah, I will ask.
Briefing.
Because we have a new lawyer now, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Douglas, what happened with the OCRM, with the the setback lines, the critical line? Somebody asked me that the other day, and didn't the legislature put that on hold?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I
did.
Said.
And I think there is a date. I think there is a more permanent date, and I don't know what the date is, but it's still, you know, it's, if you go to their site, it still is a pending thing, a pending issue, and they have the proposed and the current. But yeah, I think it's.
Mm-hmm. And what about the, Ed and I are contemplating selling the house. And what about the 50% rule? Has that changed?
Yes.
And what is the new rule?
So it used to be cumulative. It used to be that you could only do work that totaled 50% over a 5-year period.
That's right. But we don't have that now?
It's not. So we still have a 50% rule, but
right.
It's no longer cumulative.
Does
so
that
you
include
could do
the outside decking or just the interior?
That's everything.
Everything.
Is your house below? So that only really comes to play for houses that are below flood. Do you think?
No, ours is way above flood.
So if you're above flood, you're not bound by it anyway.
Well,
so
how did that work then with the what is their name? Silverman on the other side, one door away from me. Remember, they were going to.
They were below flood, and they had to elevate the house and.
Because the new elevation is that 18 feet.
The new elevation is going much lower, and that's also a pending, so you have the OCR.
Lower.
Yeah, it's going much lower.
Really? Well, that seems sort of strange.
It does.
Yeah, counterintuitive. That
very counterintuitive. I'm going to say ours is 14 feet.
Well, so I think your flood zone requirement is higher than that. So it might be that that was the case with the Silvermans. They had two beams that were carrying the whole house, but they were like a foot too low. So they were elevated, they just weren't elevated enough.
But the new law, we have to have less elevation?
That also has not passed.
That seems crazy.
That's the FEMA. Yeah, it's going down to 14 feet kind of universally on the whole island.
Well, ours is 14 feet, I do know that. For the whole island?
Yeah.
How?
Well, It's a long, but FEMA is putting large parts of the island completely out of the flood zone. Second row, third row.
Unbelievable.
That's out entirely now.
Well, that hasn't, for downtown, that hasn't, they haven't adopted the new FEMA map for the peninsula.
Yeah, well, you really cannot adopt the new map until FEMA tells you to do it.
Oh.
But downtown has required any place that has a higher requirement in the future map to build to that higher requirement.
Oh.
There.
Where I am, we're not really in the flood area.
Yeah.
But I'm now attending the flooding as a board member for the Ansonboro.
Mm.
I volunteered to go. I went once. They have it every week. The flood committee for the peninsula.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, of course, most of the people on that committee are literally underwater.
Yeah.
And one woman, this is kind of interesting, on Halsey Boulevard, she spent $410,000 elevating her structure. And at first, the city council people didn't want to do it. Now the city's really pushing that.
Yeah. They used to keep you from doing that.
Right.
I have friends that were getting it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to ramble on about this, but.
So, Wild Dune stickers, annual executive session, and checking into the legalities of what happens if the trailer hadn't stuck to its criteria. And I think that. Anything else? We don't have anything else. We'll.
If we don't have anything else, anybody make a motion?
Will we adjourn?
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.